Who we are is not a solid, permanent, independent, separate entity. It is an ever-changing process based on the conditions from the past that create in each moment that sense of self that we experience as I. So who we are is who we are in this moment.
Welcome to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. I'm your host, Todd Perlmutter. Our world is a projection of our collective consciousness. The more peace we bring into our lives, the more peace we bring into this world. So let the transformation begin.
If we believe that some future achievement, some future accomplishment or goal or big life change is going to make us the person we want to be, we will only continue whatever we have been creating in our past up to that moment. And so if we want to have a happy future, it is time to start creating the conditions for happiness right now. If we develop a mental habit of anticipation, of abandoning and rejecting this moment, then when the moment finally arrives, we will have created the conditions to abandon that achievement, that short-lived dopamine rush of success, which does not bring lasting happiness. It is who we are right now that will determine who we are tomorrow, because in every moment we plant the seeds. In every moment we strengthen either positive mental habits or negative ones. If we learn to appreciate what we have now, when we achieve our dreams, we will be able to appreciate them. And if we have no gratitude now, there will never be a moment where we will actually appreciate what we have. So many wealthy, famous, successful people have discovered this truth, that the fame and wealth and possessions do not create happiness. However, many happy people have realized that happiness and gratitude creates wealth. When we are paralyzed with fear, exhausted and drained from negativity and pessimism, we are less likely to be our most creative, confident selves. So the debate about whether success or happiness is more important is a fallacy, because one without the other is completely worthless. We need both, and we can have both. It is a very dangerous mental habit to get into, the thinking mindset of, when this happens, I'll be happy. When I get a romantic partner, I'll be happy. When we have kids, I'll be happy. When we have our own house, I'll be happy. When the house is paid off, I'll be happy. And we keep moving that goalpost because there's never enough when external circumstances are our source of perceived happiness. Believe it or not, rich people are often constantly worrying, complaining, and unhappy. It doesn't matter if their walls are the finest marble or if they're lined with gold. That doesn't bring lasting happiness. Michael Jordan wasn't only happy after winning the championship game. He was happy to be the first one at the gym for practice and the very last one to leave. That was when he was happy, because he knew that that was the way to success. And he cared more about the journey, where success is born and made, than that moment he gets a ring. That love for the journey was why he was calm and collected when hitting those high-pressure shots. And most successful people love the battle, the stress, the grind, because they know that those are the stepping stones to greatness. When we don't love the journey, when we put off our happiness to some future date, we live in stress. And when we are stressed, we have narrow, myopic vision. We can only see this moment in time. We cannot see the big picture. We cannot see the purpose. And so we feel stress and pressure and negativity, and we blow every little moment out of proportion, and we don't have the enthusiasm and the optimism and the energy to keep us moving in that direction, because we've lost sight of our goals. Without happiness, there is no success. We don't appreciate the blessings in our lives. And without success, without reaching our full potential, there is no happiness, because we are going to always feel stressed about not achieving enough, not knowing what we could have done if we gave it our all. So there really is no debate between happiness or success. There is only both. True success is happiness and appreciation. Otherwise, we are spiritually broke. And if we are spiritually wealthy, but we are living on the streets, we are not living up to the best of our ability, and we are putting ourselves in danger and unable to provide for ourselves, and we are not contributing to the well-being of others who could benefit from our gifts. We can walk that middle path right up to the C-suite. We can be extremely successful, and people will want to follow us because we are radiating joy, and we are just planting seeds of joy in everyone around us. When we have deep, deep gratitude, that is the abundant mindset. It doesn't matter if we have a tiny apartment that we take great pride in and put effort to beautify it with our own art, or if we live in a penthouse or a mansion with million-dollar art. People will sense that sense of inner value. And these are the kind of people that businesses and banks want to do business with and want to do deals with, and trust that they can turn money into more money. This is the kind of self-worth that romantic partners find irresistible. And this really is the key to success, because when we are fully present and fully aware, not lost in our heads, not with our heads down grinding away. We are with our eyes wide open. We will spot opportunities. We will create space in our mind for creative solutions to appear. We will see potential partners, whether romantic or business, and we will have the fearlessness instead of the fear to approach them, to ask a mentor for help, to ask someone a favor that can help us. When we are so focused on an outcome, on our future wealth and success, we always question and doubt ourselves. But when we are fully present, there is no question, there is no doubt. There's no room in our brain for these negative thoughts because we are just taking whatever action the present moment calls for. We are constantly moving forward with time. We don't look back. We just learn and grow and move forward. If we always put off our happiness for a later date, we will miss out on true happiness because the truth is nobody even knows what will make them truly happy. Sometimes we'll think it's a 9-to-5 job that gives us security and stability and a steady paycheck that we can hopefully work our way up. And it can be a job that makes us absolutely miserable, but we stick with it because we believe that success will make us happy. And other times, we can think it would be striking out on our own, starting a business, and thinking that'll make us happy. And if we take that route, we may find that it's too frightening and unstable and risky, and we'll long for that 9-to-5 job. And as long as we feel like happiness comes from our external situation, we will never find it. The moment we realize that it is in this moment, right here, right now, no matter how fancy our walls are, that is the moment that life opens up to us. That is the moment that we can take a chance on ourselves. That is the moment that both paths ahead of us we can realize will be different, but we won't rely on them for our happiness, and we can take either one with confidence and joy, knowing we can always change our minds later. We have no idea what tomorrow will bring. We have no idea when our last breath will be. So we need to give this divine, sacred, present moment, this precious moment in our brief lives, the attention it deserves. We are either embracing life in this moment, or we are rejecting and abandoning it for some imagined tomorrow that will never come. We have never witnessed a tomorrow. There is only this moment, this one eternal moment, and this moment is all we have. So I say, never sacrifice for success. Love the grind. Love every step of the way. Sometimes we have to choose work over a celebration or a social event or some kind of gathering we really want to go to. Or sometimes we just want to watch TV and not work on our side hustle. But it is not a sacrifice. It is a blessing to be able to work towards our dreams. The greatest thing we can do when we know we're competing with so many people out there, so many people trying to achieve their dreams, when we love it, when we love it the most, we can put in more hours. We can be more enthusiastic. We can pay more attention to the details while not losing sight of that big picture, while everyone else is resisting their steps to get to their dreams. We will naturally wake up early, and we will wake up with joy. Whatever you resist the most, whatever is the scariest, whatever is the hardest, whatever you put off, run towards that thing the fastest, and you will get to your goals so much quicker. That is the universe telling you that this is what your competitors are not willing to do. And so when you make that the most fun, exciting part of your day, you are unstoppable. If you feel like you're working at a job that's not part of your purpose, but you're doing it to pay so that you can do your side gig at night, then that is your purpose, and make it your purpose and enjoy it as much as you can so that you aren't drained of energy by the evening. If you are dwelling in loneliness and sadness and feel a partner will solve your problems, love the solitude to discover who you truly are, to improve on yourself, to find those things that make your heart sing. And that is what people will be attracted to. When we are completely content being alone, we are projecting that confident, peaceful energy that everyone wants to find out, why is that guy so happy? I want to be part of that person's life. That's why they say that people that are in relationships always get hit on. Well, it's the people that are alone never seem to. It's because of that energy of contentment. And it's the exact same in business. When you make work fun, when you turn your mindset to be a happy mindset, to where a difficult boss is a welcome challenge instead of something we dread every morning, that happiness mindset becomes a success mindset. When personal growth becomes our North Star, that direction that we are determined to move towards, we also get financial growth because we've developed the mindset to overcome any challenge, that we can face any obstacle, and we never need to fall into depression or hopelessness or despair because we have a purpose in life, a direction we're moving towards. And there is no setbacks, because a setback is just growth, a learning opportunity. I am always amazed at how many super successful people like Ray Dalio, Jack Dorsey, and so many others, Michael Jordan, who credit so much of their success to meditation, to mindfulness and presence, to appreciating everything in their lives. We may get success if we sacrifice our health and happiness, but that success is often short-lived. It is unstable, and we are very likely to blow our opportunities from burnout or panicking and making a fear-based choice. The key to lasting success that survives the ups and downs of the market is to always maintain calm and to always maintain that broader, long-term vision. Every single human being deserves and needs rest, freedom, and deserves the comforts of modern life. But there is no greater priceless need than happiness. Happiness is that thing that money cannot buy, that only through nourishing the conditions for happiness, for creating the habits and causes of true lasting joy from within, will we ever have a truly fulfilling life. Will we ever experience deep contentment and satisfaction? It does not exist in the future. And if we keep looking for it there, we will never find it. It is the ability of every single one of us to be happy. This is why we are here, to discover that. And it is our attachment to wealth and fame and that busy social life and all that stuff we think we want that will make us happy. It is that clinging and grasping, that forceful effort that will keep repelling it, will keep seeming to get closer and closer to it, and it will keep moving farther and farther away from us like a horse running with a carrot dangling in front of it. But if we keep running for the fun of the run, then that journey will be worth it. And when we stop to relax, that carrot will swing back right towards us and right into our mouth. It's just the way it is. We need to both work and appreciate, both strive and have peace. It is outward action with inward stillness that will give our lives the meaning and purpose we crave. In my newest book, Aloneness to Oneness, which if you have read, please leave a review as it helps people find help and solace to those that are looking for it. I go into great depth about how we can see that oneness in the mundane, how we can see the extraordinary in the ordinary, and how we can love that struggle, that grind, that pathway to the success that is waiting for us. Have faith, have trust that those dreams are coming true. And don't wait to look back on those hard moments and look at them fondly because you realized where it got you. Appreciate it right now. Much love.
You have been listening to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. Being here and putting in this important and noble work is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and others. If you found this podcast even a little helpful, please make sure to leave a review so it can reach others who may be in need. And remember, the path to peace starts with a single step.